Thank you for calling Liquor Support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
My name is Esther Bland, and I got a call from my bank today that I had an overdraft account, and it had to do with a charge that was done through you, and I was wondering what that was and what it was for, and what I didn't get anything.
Okay, so can I have your zip code so I can put up your account, please?
What did you say?
Can I have your zip code so I can put up your account, please?
Oh, yeah, it's 98321, and the name is Esther Bland.
You said 98321?
That's correct.
98321, first and last name. You said Esther Bland?
Bland, B-L-A-N-D, Esther.
Okay, can you verify address for me for security purposes, please?
Verify what?
Address for me, please, for security purposes, please.
All right, 15915 258th Avenue East, Buckley, Washington, 98321. And the charge was on 122, and it was for $36 or something, or $59. You can check your charges.
Okay, so I am seeing, I was able to locate an account for you where you were charged for the, it looks like, okay. Okay, so I am seeing where you were charged for the Wi-Fi boost, and maybe you did pay the $7.45 for shipping and handling, and then you did turn around and pay the $49.97. The $49.97, ma'am, was for the, actually, e-gift credit card to the online store. It buys you $125 e-gift credit card for online store.
Online store for what?
Yes, ma'am, for the other merchandise, ma'am, that we have.
For the
so that you won't have to pay for our other product, basically.
Wi-Fi booster?
Yes, ma'am. The Wi-Fi booster is what you... No, the Wi-Fi booster is what you actually ordered, ma'am.
I paid for it.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. And the $49.97, ma'am, is for the online store, ma'am, that pays you you get $125 e-gift credit card to the online store.
$4.97?
That is correct.
You charged me $4.97, and I paid it.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that for me?
I said, you charged me $4.97, and I paid it, correct?
Well, the $49.97, you did pay that. However, you did state that you did speak
with
your...
Well, you're going to have to slow down. I can't understand.
Okay. You did say that you did speak with your financial institution. Did you file a dispute with them, ma'am?
For shipping and handling.
Yes, ma'am. You paid for shipping and handling at first. And if you read the terms and conditions, ma'am, it was stated online in the terms and conditions that in the 2 to 3 business days, you will be charged for the full amount of the $125 e-gift credit card to the online store, basically like a voucher. You did say that you spoke with your bank. Did you file a dispute with them?
I spoke to my bank today because when I paid the $4.97, I said, I didn't charge anything more for that company.
Okay, did you file a dispute with them, ma'am?
Yes, I want you to tell me what it was for that I'm disputing so I can get back to them on that.
You're disputing the $125 e-gift credit. Well, it's like a voucher for our online store, basically, ma'am, to sum it up.
I paid for a voucher, but I don't have it.
Well, it does email it to you.
What's that?
It emails you the voucher, ma'am. You should have already received that. Okay, but if you drop the dispute with your financial institution, ma'am, and have them contact us with you on the line to verify the dispute is dropped, we'll be glad to issue a full refund for that amount.
Shoot.
But I did go ahead and get your account canceled so that you won't be charged anything else. You won't receive any more charge or anything else, okay?
Oh, no, I won't be charged anymore on that account because I canceled it.
Yes,
ma'am. I can't imagine being charged for something that I was going to, a voucher on the computer that I never look at my computer much, but you sent me a voucher that was good for your online store.
Okay. So you just have to have your financial institution contact us with you on the line to verify the dispute was dropped in order for us to refund anything.
Well, let's just let it slide. You won't. So, I got to pay that I didn't. And
wait a minute. We're able to refund it, but we're not able to refund it into your financial institution. Contact us with you on the line.
The refund is going to go to the financial institution.
Yeah, that is correct. So if you drop the dispute with them and have them contact us with you on the line to verify the dispute is dropped, we'll gladly issue a full refund.
But what about if I don't, I just leave it, just go? I mean, you're not going to send me, I didn't use it.
Okay, so we're not able to refund anything until your financial institution gives us a call in, ma'am.
Oh, until they give you a call.
Yes, and to verify the dispute has been dropped.
Woo! You are a fast talker. You must
be
very young.
Well, we're not able to refund anything until your financial institution contacts us, ma'am, but I did go ahead and get that account canceled, so you won't receive any more charge or anything else.
Yeah, we canceled the account. All right. At least I know what happened. I would have had no way of knowing what happened otherwise.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you so much for calling customer support.
All
you
right,
enjoy your wonderful day, okay?
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.